You're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
World Generation Podcast Network presents Fatal 4-Way Radio. Starring Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Infected, Peacemaker, Kev Gang West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly. Brought to you in part by Pro Wrestling Planet. And now, your host, the resident heel, Minister of Sinister.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. It's great of you to join us. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, and with me, as always, we have, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Tony! Can you Tony West in the hizzle? What's going on, Tony? You doing all right?
What's up? Yo, yo, yo. I'm all right. I got my second round of the vaccine. I feel like I got Claymore kicked in the chest.
Are you still buzzing from that? So you're, it's safe to say you're still buzzing from that?
Yeah, I still got that buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, also with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Swami Christian from Philly. Christian, what's going on, my man?
I'm doing great, my brother, because later tonight I have a special retro look back for Backlash, because next week is WrestleMania Backlash, so get ready for that.
Yeah, we still have, another week, 2 weeks of build-up, I guess, for that, and basically
no, we
looking
have,
like the
we
same
have one
card.
Week left. We have one
this
week
left.
We have 1 week left.
1 week left of build-up, so it's... Not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Yes, it's next weekend, which is pitiful. Right. We only have fucking 2 matches on the card. Well, 3 now because of last night, but that's pitiful.
Wow, and you're right. We will catch up on all that coming up shortly. But, hey, still waiting on Rancho Punk Rocker Albert Infected, and hopefully he'll be in shortly. So let's see here, guys. What a hell of a week. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Today, so yeah, may the 4th be with you. And you know, yeah. Oh yeah, you're welcome. Yes, you're welcome. And of course, I am celebrating with a Dos Equis right now. May the 4th be with you. I've got a Dos Equis. This is a new one to me. Lime and salt, lager especial. So I'm on a lime and salt kick lately. So tonight, I'm doing a little taste test. I've got a whole bunch of lime and salt beers, different beers. And except I don't have the I saw through some advertisement that Shiner now has a lime and salt beer. Kevin, have you tried that yet?
No, I haven't, no. I stick to the classics. I'm mostly a Bud Light or Bush beer kind of guy for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Shiner now has a, although it's only available in a 6 or in a 12-pack, so I have not tried it yet. But I just saw it today for the first time, actually in an advertisement. So we'll see how that develops later on. But, yeah, I am drinking that Dos Equis with gusto right now, a little bit of gusto. So, yeah. Gusto. Was that Ricky in the background that I heard there, Kevin?
No, that was me laughing. Ricky's not with us tonight. I don't know where he is.
You laughing. What's that?
I said, I don't know where the Rickster is tonight. He's out there somewhere. Hound
out there somewhere. Yeah, and we certainly wish him the best as well. Guys, so yeah, May the 4th be with you. And we did have a couple of birthdays today. Scott Armstrong, you guys remember that guy?
Yeah.
The
heel referee.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, of course,
I recognize that name.
He's isn't he a brother to The dog?
He might
no,
be.
I don't know.
Aren't the dog, the dog, what's his name, the dog from DX, the road dog?
Road dog.
He, from the Armstrong family, like his dad was Bob Armstrong, and is that?
I don't know.
I think he
might
be.
That all sounds kind of familiar. I think you might be right about that.
Yeah, Scott Armstrong, born in 1959. And, of course, Ryan Shamrock, 1979, Ryan Shamrock.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 years younger than me.
That's Ken Shamrock's sister, yeah.
Ken Shamrock's sister, Ryan Shamrock, is that who that is? Wow.
And also
May the 4th, Orange Cassidy. Of course, Cassidy from TNA, from Impact Wrestling.
No, he's from AEW.
From AEW.
He's getting stale, by the way.
Already.
Oh, dang.
Already.
He's getting stale.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo birthday coming up. Brooke Hogan. Hey, guys. There's no defending Brooke Hogan. She really was terrible. It was terrible, the whole thing, the whole angle they did. I was there at the San Antonio, at the Alamo Dome. It was just terrible, the whole Brooke Hogan thing.
Forget about that.
She had no business in a ring at all.
Forget about that. She was also part of the feud with Randy Orton and Hulk Hogan, which was fucking terrible. She shouldn't have not been involved in that anymore.
That was pitiful. Pitiful. I remember that. That was during the time when RKO was going around spitting on people. And I think he had
That was during the time when Randy Orton was fucking directionless. They had nothing to do with the guy in 2005 to 2006. 2005 was the feud with Undertaker. He was directionless. And that's the problem with Randy Orton, right? After he's done, like, major feuds, he becomes directionless. That's, like, the one thing in his career. It's repetitive.
Well, you know,
it's
funny that you brought that up because last night he had a little bit of tomato on his face. And I know you're going to catch us up on all that, but he was standing there looking pretty freaking directionless, I would have to say. I mean, what the hell? Now he's getting tomatoes thrown on him? And, of course, we will get to this week's WWE report later on in the show. But moving on, guys, let's get through this. We've got a lot of show to go. This day in wrestling... history, that is. Guys, anybody know something big that happened this day in wrestling history? Anybody? Take a guess. WWF related, my friends. WWF 19 years ago presented Insurrection. And of course, if you know anything about politics, we had an insurrection earlier this year. But I digress. Insurrection.
Yeah, it was a British pay-per-view. It was one of the British pay-per-views.
Yeah, from Wembley Arena in London. Of course, they only had 9,000 people in attendance. 9,000, guys. Wembley Arena, 9,000 people. You hear the name
Pitiful.
Wembley Arena and you think it's like this great monstrosity, this great place. They only had 9,000 people. Get the fuck out of here. But I digress.
Waste of pay-per-view for British. Like, I understand, like, England and London is, like, the top wrestling cities, but those pay-per-views were fucking awful. You had a fucking main event match between Kevin Nash and Triple H. What you expect? That was shit.
Let's see. On this particular card, it was Triple H defeated The Undertaker. Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated The Big Show. Ric Flair was the special enforcer. Spike Dudley defeated William Regal to retain the WWF European Championship. You guys remember that time? The Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff, defeated Brock Lesnar and Sean Stasiak. Booker T defeated Steven Richards to win the WWF Hardcore Championship, only to lose it to Crash Holly, who loses it to Booker T, who loses it again to Steven Richards. X-Pac defeated Bradshaw. Trish Stratus and Jacqueline defeated Molly, Holly, and Jazz. Rob Van Dam defeated Eddie Guerrero by disqualification in a WWF Intercontinental Championship match.
Oh.
And one last thing, in the pre-show, we had Mr. Perfect defeated Goldust in a pre-show dark match.
Oh.
So that was that.
So that
but
was,
more importantly, guys, the reason
that was
this was brought up, yeah, the reason that this was brought up, this was the last show ever presented under the World Wrestling Federation name. The next day,
yeah.
WWF quietly, by the way, quietly removed all references to the famous initials after the Court of Appeal of England and Wales rules in favor of the other WWF. Of course, that was the World Wildlife Fund. Now, after the wrestling company was founded to have violated an agreement between the two companies, this was the result of it.
So this was during the time where NWO, the WWE version, was horrible. Big Show was part of the NWO, and I guess Ric Flair was the heel. He was the heel in this back then because he just turned heel against Austin. He was helping NWO. And the next night on Monday Night Raw, what you said, you know, they turned to WWE, was also the same night where the NWO was disbanded on TV without the members even being involved. Great. Great. How good the NWO was in WWE. Fantastic.
So that was this week in history, guys. Any
next
thoughts on that, Kevier?
Huh?
Kevier, any thoughts on WWE changing?
No, it sucks. It would have been cool if we kept it WWF. Something about it. It sucks having the word entertainment. It's cool having a federation, like a wrestling federation should be called like a, you know, I don't know, it should have some kind of cool official wrestling name like that. Having World Wrestling Entertainment always sounded corny to me. But yeah, I guess they had to do it. Damn panda.
2002 fucking sucked. I'm sorry. 2002 fucking sucked.
Oh, yeah, tell us more about it. Well, why did it suck?
It sucked. The 2002 sucked because it came right after the whole invasion angle, and the NWO was also the major reason why it sucked because, you know, Stone Cold and all that. Stone Cold was still doing the same shit. It's like
it was
terrible.
Was it the end of the, what was that era? The, you know, the hardcore era? Or what was it called? What did they call that shit?
The Attitude Era. It was the end of the Attitude Era.
It was the end of the Attitude Era, right? John Cena still hadn't stepped up to bring in the Ruthless Aggression yet. So they were just kind of fun. They were just fucking around, basically, teeter-tottering back and forth, kind of like in the mid-90s, I guess. What, 93 to 95, when they were having the bad couple of years there.
Well, they had during that whole period, they had like a lot of titles. They had the WWF belts and the WWF belts, and they had like, they were still like combining belts at that time. They had a bunch of people on the roster from WCW, and it was still like kind of chaotic because there was a bunch of groups.
The one person who
I
was surprised
that whole, like, we talked about the invasion angle before, and that was like right at the end of when I watched all the invasion stuff and then the stuff we're talking about now. And then I kind of quit watching for like 8 years after that.
The one person I was surprised that was still around and through all of this was fucking X-Pac. And I even questioned this when I was younger, like, why is this guy still employed? Obviously nobody fucking likes this guy. Like, obviously, nobody likes this guy. The guy's wrestling is mediocre at best. And he still comes out with the same fucking DX music, which DX is no longer around. Triple H wants nothing to do with the fucking guy, so why is he still coming out in DX music? And he had his own faction. He had his own faction, by the way. If people don't know this, X-Pac had his own faction called the X-Factor, and that fucking sucked. This guy sucked.
It really did. It's like they were trying to make him into a superstar, but I think it was a bit too late.
Nah, X-Pac is a superstar.
He is a superstar, right? But I mean, like, it was too late. Like, it seemed like the whole thing with the X Factor was pointless by that point. The shine had already faded away.
Success.
And, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, that happened a shitload of years ago. And 10 years ago, and actually this kind of goes to the theme of the show tonight. 10 years ago today, Sci-Fi announces that Adam Edge Copeland would join the series Haven as a guest star. Now, his character, Dwight Hendrickson, of course, became a recurring character of the series. I'm not sure if that show is still coming on. I think it's probably gone already. Christian, you know anything about Haven?
It's canceled. I never watched it. Edge's acting sucks. I'm sorry. He's not a good actor.
Was he better than Cena?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't say his acting is Hollywood worthy. I mean, he had his own movie as a comedy movie.
Wait a minute. Was he better than Triple H?
Yes, Triple H.
Come out in a movie with that little girl from Modern Family? Was that Triple H?
Yes. Yes. The chaperone. Yeah. That was horrible.
I mean, I love Triple H, man, but shit, dude, that was fucking horrific.
But it makes no sense, right? Wrestling's like acting, right? It's like acting. So these people can act on TV in the ring, but they can't act on movies?
Well, it's a different thing, my friend. It's a whole different thing.
The Rock pulled it off.
Yeah, but The Rock is special. The Rock is
Batista pulled it off.
Yeah, and that was actually a little shocking. I mean, but what roles has he had, Batista, other than, you know, painted up as a freak and all kinds of shit?
Well,
He had one role last year, Pop and Lock or some kind of shit. What was it called?
He had a movie
a year or two ago.
He was in a Bond movie. He was a Bond villain.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Let's see, who else?
And really, dude, like, Guardians of the Galaxy for him, like, he's, like, the perfect casting. He's, like, super good as that character. Everybody knows it. So, I mean, yeah.
He belongs in that. But check it out. John Wick, one of my favorite movies, franchises, I guess they call them now. One of my favorite franchise movies. Of course, Big Sexy was in that. You guys remember that? Did you guys watch John Wick? Are you guys fans of John Wick?
He's a doorman.
Big Sexy was in that, of course. He saved his own life by getting the fuck out of his way.
I thought Kevin Nash was a waste of a role.
Well, I think, you know, when they do shit like that, right? Because he was on the screen for what, all of 8 seconds, 12 maybe. When they do something like that, I think they just, you know, want to bring in somebody. I think that's what the point of that is. They've got a few extra bucks to burn in the budget. Well, hey man, let's bring in somebody. Who are we gonna bring in? They discussed.
He's a big ass dude.
He was a fan of maybe somebody was a fan of Kevin Nash back in the day. And, you know, and they brought him in for that. He is a big-ass dude. And I thought he looked good in his role.
I'm just saying, like, he's a big-ass dude. So, like, that's probably one reason why they cast him alone. They're just like, we need a huge guy for this role.
For the door.
His agent knew somebody.
And next thing you know, they got him in. He's lucky he didn't get killed by John Wick, though. That insurance guy, I think he got killed. He's killed quite a few, that John Wick. The word is out. I don't know. I think he's after Chuck a Muck, too. I'm not sure, though. Well, jury's still out on that. But I digress. Let's see here. So, yeah, that's it for this day in wrestling history, guys. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's one more. Nah. That's it. Fuck it. Fuck wrestling history. That's it. So, guys, I wanted to get into the – I was hoping that Albert Inspected would be joining us by now, but apparently he hasn't. He's not – he's got something going on right now, but hopefully he'll be here soon. But in the meantime, guys, we're going to take a break, take a little break. When we come back, we're going to get on with the theme of tonight's show, and that's we're going to talk about the recent resurgence of wrestling and related programming all across the small screen. So stay where you're at, and we'll be right back after these words on Fatal 4-Way Radio. For a wild show about your precious Dallas Cowboys, check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys! Podcast.
We'd welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping little whale, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. Welcome back, Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, and I'm sitting here with Kevier West and the Swami, Christian from Philly. Albert Inspected is not in at the moment. We wish him the best. Guys, so let's, I would like to talk about, when I say I would like to talk about, I would like for Christian to talk about a little bit of AEW. So let's get that out of the way.
Resident Watchdog Christian from Philly with AEW Weekly.
Yes.
A bit of AEW, buddy.
Well, in AEW, there's a lot of things that are happening. First off, tomorrow is going to be the first time ever that AEW will do War Games, Blood and Guts, tomorrow. It is the Pinnacle versus the Inner Circle in a War Games match, Blood and Guts. So tune in for that. That's going to be
important.
Wait a
minute.
That's...
Did you say the Circle versus the Inner Circle?
No, the Inner Pinnacle. Circle versus the Pinnacle.
Oh, shit.
The Pinnacle is MJF's new faction that's consisted of MJF, Warlord, Tony Blanchard, FTR, and two other people I don't remember. Sean Spears and somebody else. I don't remember the other one. But they're going to face the Inner Circle, who are now baby faces. So there's going to be two factions facing each other in War Games. The first, this was, remember, Blood and Guts was supposed to happen between the Inner Circle and the Elite. But because of the pandemic, it was canceled. But now it's going to happen with the Pinnacle and the Inner Circle tomorrow. So tune in for that.
Huh.
That's
I think I will.
That's one thing for AEW. The other thing we have to discuss is Darby Allin, right? They're pushing Darby Allin to the moon, but all his matches are the same matches. He always defends his title, which is great, but the outcome is the fucking same where he retains, and then he gets his ass kicked the ending of the match. So I don't know what's happening here. Every time he successfully defends his title, he gets his ass kicked after the match. And then Sting gets his ass kicked.
You're saying, wait a minute, what's the good about it? What's the good part about it?
The good part is that Darby Allin is getting pushed. The bad part is that matches are repetitive. Like, all his matches feel the same. That's the bad part. He needs to do something new in his matches to make it exciting. Because it can't just always be the championship, 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 because the guy never loses the title. So he needs to do something to, you know, make it exciting, like a no DQ match or something, or a no holds barred or something. Because, and another thing is with Sting. Like, I understand Sting's a legend, but Sting hasn't really done anything since coming to AEW. I mean, he had that one match at Revolution, but to be honest, all he does is just come out and talk. And even if he doesn't talk, he just stands there. He doesn't do anything. Except sometimes gets his ass kicked. So I don't... Either they do something exciting with Sting, then what the fuck... What's the point of bringing this guy here? I mean,
I think they should turn him into, like, some kind of manager where he's a badass manager.
He's already a manager.
He's Darby's manager.
Ah, but just Darby?
He's still not doing
anything. Maybe they need to surround him with a faction or something.
They did already. But the whole team has already.
Oh. So it's just not working out with Sting.
Something's not clicking. Another interesting thing in AEW is the Young Bucks are heels, which, okay, they're heels. They joined the Elite, which was predictable because it was going to happen anyway. So, none too wow factor for that. You know, like, we all know they were going to join Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers. So, they claim they're the new Young Bucks, but really they're the same Young Bucks, all right? That's the problem with the Young Bucks, right? They never change character. They're always the same fucking character. It doesn't matter if you get new pants or new shoes. You're the same fucking character. You do the same moves. You cut the same promo. You do the same fucking finisher. You're the same fucking character. And that's the problem. As heels, they're terrible. As babyfaces, they're great. Don't believe me? Look at their fucking clips of when they turned heel on TNA. And you tell me if they were great heels. No, they fucking weren't. They were terrible as heels. Right now, I still don't believe they're good as heels. Because it's not believable. Even, I'll tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen. Even I don't buy their heel run. Because even their heel turn doesn't make sense. Like, what, few weeks, they're like, no, we're good guys, you know. We're doing the right thing. But then, when they turn on Moxley and they explain why, they say, well, you know, we're friends at the end of the day. Like, well, that's not a good reason to turn heel. Why? That's not really a good reason at all. That doesn't really explain anything.
So they turned on Moxley, and then they say that they're still friends at the end of the day, regardless?
Yeah, they're still friends with Kenny Omega. I'm like, that's not really a good reason to turn heel. Not really.
Well, sometimes in life, I mean, you know, you have fights with your friends. You know, you throw each other around,
yeah,
get up, and you figure out who the alpha male is, and you go on. You get behind
yeah,
you,
rather,
go on.
Yeah, but I'd rather have them fight Kenny than join him. I already saw them joining with Kenny. I saw it in New Japan already. I want to see them fight Kenny. I want to see them fight the Good Brothers. Not join them. The Good Brothers.
Yeah.
The only reason why the Young Bucks join them is because the Good Brothers are fucking boring. That's why. I hate the Good Brothers, all right? I know people like the Good Brothers, but I don't know why. I never saw any entertainment between these guys. These guys were terrible in WWE.
But
they're
funny.
They're fucking boring.
But
they're
funny.
Funny.
You don't think they're funny? Come on, man.
They're not that funny.
They're funny, dude. They have something for everything.
Funny.
The guy wears a doctor's coat on occasion. I think they're funny guys that just, you know,
they're funny,
they just
on
float
YouTube.
Around too much.
They're funny on YouTube, but they're not funny in AEW or Impact.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, there's the whole Impact and AEW deal, right? This deal sucks.
That's what I want
to
know.
I'll tell you
about.
Why.
Tell me more
this
about
deal
it.
Sucks. This deal sucks. Because I thought, since we had a deal with Impact and AEW, I thought we were going to have more wrestlers from AEW and Impact to switch shows. You know, come to... No, the only fucking guy, the only people that have come from AEW to Impact is fucking Kenny Omega and his fucking group. Why is he the only guy to come to fucking Impact and AEW? Why hasn't Sami Callihan gone to AEW? Why? I don't get it. Like, do they not want a full crossover? Like, and what benefit does Impact have in this? Like, they literally, like, they're made to look like pussies. They're made to look like pushovers.
And yeah,
you mentioned last week, Kevier, that, you know, you suspected that they were going to join forces. Impact was going to come into AEW as a separate brand. I was literally foaming at the mouth when I heard that shit. And I was like, I thought about it all week.
We haven't done anything.
I thought about it all week. So are we still, do you guys still think that this could happen still?
No, because the only people that's come here is Kenny Omega. Impact are looking like pushovers. They look like pushovers. They're champions.
The Impact title is currently on AEW, right?
Right.
God damn it. Why would they book themselves like that?
Yeah, no,
I don't
know. It would make more sense if they shared the roster more. If they had more people from each show going back and forth, that would make a lot more sense than just one person booking it like an invasion angle at first, and then it's just one guy coming to take their main title. It does make them look like clowns. If somebody from another company comes in, that would never happen in WWE. Somebody comes in and takes the belt. So, shame on Impact again for bad booking, like they always do.
Rick's, like, fuck me, dude. Impact sucks. They have no stars at all. Like, Sami Callihan is an overrated. I've never gotten his fucking character. He's overrated. Fucking, they're doing the Slammiversary pay-per-view again where they're teasing fucking XWE talent that got fired. You know, Samoa Joe, Peyton Royce. Oh, look at these people who got fired coming to Slammiversary. Who gives a fuck? I'm not watching the pay-per-view for Samoa Joe. Like, I'd rather have Samoa Joe be in AEW, not fucking Impact. Who the fuck is Samoa Joe going to face in fucking Impact right now?
Kenny. You think that's going to be the payoff? Samoa Joe goes and takes the title back from Kenny Omega, and, you know, it becomes his company again, because literally he is one of the guys that put that company together. I mean, not put it together, but, you know, like, I mean, dude, he had a lot to do with that company staying, you know, being somewhat relevant.
He was their biggest talent for a long time.
And by biggest, I'm not saying the fattest, but, you know, he was kind of fat.
They do not like Samoa Joe. Impact Wrestling does not like Samoa Joe. They never gave him back the world title when he was in Impact. They're not going to give it to him now.
Are they still run by Dixie Carter and them? No, right?
No, they're run by, I don't know, Don Callis or something.
I forget what the company's name is. It's called, like, Anthem or something like that. I forget what the company's name is.
Anthem.
So that whole Anthem thing was legit. They actually did buy TNA.
I'm pretty sure that's who it is now. Maybe I'm just recalling that story, but, yeah, I think that's accurate.
The two people who I believe will take Kenny Omega, both his titles, the two people first from Impact will be Eddie Edwards, because, you know, he's their top babyface. Eddie Edwards shoving down people's throats. So he'll be the guy who beats Kenny for that Impact title. And the person who's going to take his AEW title will be the guy that they've been building up a feud since, I don't know, last year, and that's fucking Hangman Page. They're going to have Hangman Page beat Kenny for the title.
Huh.
That's the only logical sense of how Kenny loses that title. Because Cody himself said he's not going to go after the world title, so Hangman Page is the only guy that makes the most sense.
Interesting.
Hangman
Page.
Nothing in AEW is, what else? The women's division. The women's division sucks. It still sucks. Sheeta is a good champion, but let's be honest, the women's division is pitiful. I don't know what to do with the women's division. Like, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. Vicky Guerrero is wasted there. I don't know why she came to AEW. She hasn't done anything with Nyla Rose. She hasn't done anything with the nothing. Nyla Rose is not even on television anymore. She's not even on TV. So, there goes her career. Also, Christian Cage. Yeah, Christian Cage is feuding with Team Taz. And watch Christian Cage bury Team Taz, because Team Taz is the worst faction in AEW, right? You have big factions like the Pinnacle and the fucking Inner Circle. Team Taz is the worst faction ever. They never fucking win. Taz is the worst fucking manager ever, man. Like, how the fuck can you fuck up Brian Cage and Taz and all this shit? And you're going to have Christian Cage beat, like, Team Taz with Brian Cage and Taz. Watch, it's going to happen. Christian's going to outwork Brian Cage, and he's going to beat Team Taz, and Team Taz is going to split, and Brian Cage turns babyface. Watch, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Huh. And so is that what you got for AEW Weekly? And
yeah, of course, that's all I have, right?
And, of course, TNA?
Yeah, fuck Impact. That's fuck Impact.
I was hoping we had the full cast tonight. Actually, I was expecting it, but, you know, things happen. and that's the way that it goes sometimes, and, you know, we can't help it. But that does not mean that the show does not go on, and you know how that goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, name that tune. And we've only got two contestants today, so we'll see what develops here. Something big could develop.
Hey,
we don't know. Yeah?
I think Ricky is going to join us in like 10 minutes.
Oh.
he can jump in on the next round.
He sure can. He absolutely can. Ricky can absolutely jump in on the next round. But meanwhile, we've got Christian from Philly in the hot seat. So, Christian from Philly, are you ready for song, my friend?
Yes. Yes, I am ready.
Let's do this. Christian from Philly.
I wouldn't know who this is.
Get the fuck out of here. Before you say anything, let's go to Kevier West. Do you have any idea at all? I got to be honest, guys. I would not know who the fuck this is. I mean, if I hadn't looked it up myself. Kevier, any idea who it is, maybe?
No, yes? I don't know who it is, but Christian knows.
Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Who. Yeah, Christian sure as hell knows. He fucking knows. Christian.
What? I know who it is. So, this counts as two people because both of these fine wrestling gentlemen used this theme song. Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
The answer, Brian Kendrick and Paul London. And yes, of course. That was Christian from Philly. How in the bluest of hell did you do that, my friend? You know how I do this. I got to tell you how I do this. The way I pick the songs for this segment, I pick a year randomly. This year was 2004, and I put in WWE roster 2004. I think that's what it was. It may have been 2005. And then the roster comes up, and when the roster comes up, I go to, like, you know, some obscure guys, like, you know, mid-card, lower mid-card guys, and I try to get these, you know, and it's like, shit, I would never fucking know. Christian from Philly, oh my God, you're amazing. You're amazing to know that shit. I can't believe this. But you are the Swami, after all.
Yes.
You're the Swami. So let's go to Kevier. Kevier West, see if Kevier can recognize this thing. And let's see here. Now for Kevier, we go to the generator. The generator picks a song for Kevier. And so here we go. Kevier West. Here we go. Here it is. There it is. Again, I gotta say, I mean, even when they're chosen by the generator, by the World Generation Podcast generator, I have no idea what song that is, or what, I have no idea. Kevier, do you? What the fuck? Anything, Kevin?
I don't know. Is there any clue? Is it like an NXT superstar?
This would be a WWE superstar, and I will give you a clue. I do have a clue here in front of me. Tough Enough is a clue.
What was that guy's name? I can't remember what
enough.
It was. His name, it wasn't the dude, the bald dude. Maven?
Is it the bald dude? Tough Enough? The bald dude, what's his name?
Maven,
you said?
Was that his name?
With the tie
nice.
On that. So, yeah, we're still alive. We're still alive. And at any moment, Albert Inspected could join the game and still join in. Of course, it would be his turn. And, of course, Ricky is scheduled to come in shortly. So, guys, let's continue with some of this. Yes, Kevin.
Real quick, Chris, did you know it was Maven's theme song?
Yeah, I knew it was that fucking jobber scene.
Stop it.
he was kind of cool.
Of course.
I remember Maven. I remember season one of Tough Enough. That was good times.
It was good times. Guys, before Ricky comes back, or Ricky comes in, I should say, it's a good time to go ahead and take a break. I have to, go take care of business. And maybe you guys need to take care of business. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll start off on the WWE report. And then I'd like to finish with the conversation about wrestling and the recent resurgence of, programming and shit, wrestling related. So we'll see if we'll be able to get to that. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back after these words, Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
from bell to bell. Are you ready?
Looking for a new show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Swami Christian from Philly with this week's WWE report. Swami?
Yes. It is Swami. It is I, the fucking Swami. And tonight I'm giving you the WWE report on what's happened, the transpires of the WWE. As you've just heard right now during the commercial break, that was Roman Reigns is fucking awful. New theme song. He debuted on fucking SmackDown this past week. And it's fucking trash. Let me tell you something, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. If you went to a random person on the street who's a big wrestling fan, and you played this song to somebody, you think they would know who the fuck this song was? Fuck no. You played Roman's old theme song, then they would know who Roman is. This theme song does not sound anything like the Tribal Chief gimmick. It doesn't sound anything like his character. It doesn't fit his character at all. I don't get what the fuck they did. We waited 9 months for this bullshit, for this new theme song. 9 fucking months? And the worst of it, right, he didn't debut this on fucking WrestleMania where there was a live crowd at the attendance. He does this on a random SmackDown in the fucking Thunderdome. What the fuck were they thinking? Horrible.
Kevin, do you think that was a missed opportunity of the, you know, releasing of the song on a regular SmackDown when it was totally unexpected to the viewers?
Yeah, I mean, no. I think it's a good move to do stuff like that on Raw or SmackDown because it's like it makes people watch the show because you might miss something kind of thing. It is kind of to change Roman's song after so long is a cool idea, but the song does suck and the entrance was cheesy and I thought it was all cheesy too. So Roman had one of the more iconic theme songs of the last like decade, so I don't get it.
Like, but why Shield's not in music, front of a crowd?
Shield's music. Yeah,
it didn't even happen in front of a crowd.
I actually like the theme song.
As a guilty
not to be the heel, which you know, you guys know I am.
You like it because it's a guilty pleasure, that's why.
I like it because of the it's hardcore, not hardcore, but in essence, but you know, it's hard because it has a distorted guitar part underneath. And then after that, it seems like somebody just got down on a keyboard and on a pad, you know, and just threw in a whole bunch of, you know, new wave shit to modernize
pianos.
It. So
it's
I kind of like it, you know, but as far as it fitting Roman Reigns, it's going to take some getting used to. I saw the intro, And then we left. I didn't know. Wait a minute. Yeah, I saw the intro, I think, and then I don't remember. I don't remember when I saw the intro, but I missed the match because we left for dinner and I didn't get to watch the match. But I'm sure Christian from Philly will fill us in.
But the fact is, though, like, it doesn't fit his character, and it sucks. It just sucks. So, on SmackDown, nothing really happened on SmackDown that was noteworthy, right? The only match that was important, there was two title matches, right? One was the Apollo Crews versus Big E title match, which we've seen these fucking two wrestlers fight each other, so I couldn't care less either way. But it ends in a DQ anyway because Commander Aziz caused a DQ. Kevin Owens comes out because of what happened last week. I mean, 2 weeks ago. And Sami Zayn comes out afterwards and Aluva kicks Kevin. And then Commander Aziz knocks Sami out.
So
I don't know
headed for a fatal four-way at the
either it's a fatal four-way, either it's a fatal four-way or a tag match.
Ah.
Which I couldn't care fucking less. I could care fucking less because Sami Zayn doesn't deserve to be in a fucking title shot. He's been losing these past couple of weeks. He doesn't deserve it. I don't know why he's involved in this shit now. That's how lazy this shit is. We're involving Sami Zayn now again in the IC title picture. Fucking pure laziness. Then we have the main event right on SmackDown where it was Roman versus Daniel Bryan. It was same old, same old. It was a good match. Blah, blah, blah. Roman beats Daniel Bryan predictably because every fucking Roman Reigns match is fucking predictable. The guy's never going to fucking lose. He beats Daniel Bryan with a guillotine chokehold. Daniel Bryan passes out. Daniel Bryan's now banned from SmackDown and WWE altogether. Cesaro comes out and beats the shit out of Roman, but then Jey Uso, like the goon that he is, comes out and helps Roman and then makes Cesaro watch as Roman hits a concerto, which was fucking awful. He missed it by a mile and hit Daniel Bryan's back instead of his head. And that's it for Daniel Bryan.
Oh, wait a minute. We have another inspector. Albert Infected, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing?
Minister, I think you have the lines crossed. I don't know who this Albert Infected guy is. You know who this is? It's Donald J. Trump.
Oh, my God. It's Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Donald J. Trump on the show. On the blue hell. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Trump, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, Minister. Let me tell you, there's only every Tuesday night, Tuesdays only mean two things in the Trump household, and one of them is Fatal 4-Way Radio, I tell you that.
Oh, we're just thrilled. We're just thrilled that you're a listener.
Yeah.
We're definitely thrilled here.
You want to know what the other one is?
Yes, of course. Of course we do.
The other one, it's Chili Dog Night.
Chili Dog Night?
Second out on Chili Dog.
You know me and Melania, you know, she's got this thing for bar-ass wieners, so she goes out and gets four packs and grills them up with some Wolf Brand chili. I lay on the couch. Eric lays on my stomach. We turn on the podcast. And we listen away, and I just can't say it is enough that this is just absolutely wonderful.
Man, what else do you
think? Might I weigh in just a minute here? Daniel Bryan, I know he got fired from SmackDown. I love that guy. And you know what else? Michael Pence is a complete absolute traitor. So I'm thinking this. I'm getting my chili dog on with Eric and Baron here. Eric's giving me a great idea. He says, hey, Dad, 2024 is coming up. Mike Pence is out the door. hey, why not hit up Daniel Bryan and get some of that Yes Movement magic on the campaign? What do you guys think?
It could work.
Get some of that Yes Magic on the campaign.
You're
going
to have to get
it.
Some vegan hot dogs.
Well,
yeah,
we can
vegan.
Whatever hot dogs
you're not vegan anymore? I think Brian's down with Bar S.
He can hang with the Bar S Franks. 99 cents at Publix here in Florida. My Mar-a-Lago resort, just up the street. I send Melania there all the time. It's fantastic. She gets two cans of Wolf Brand chili because Eric likes to down one before bed. So we sit here and we enjoy ourselves. We listen to Fatal 4-Way Radio, and I just can't thank you guys enough.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. We have President Trump's theme song? Oh, my God. President Trump, thank you so much. If you want to hang around, if you want to stick around, we're moving on with the show now, President, but we're going to, if you want to stick around, go ahead and stick around and comment whenever you want. But in the meantime,
yeah.
Christian from Philly.
Yeah,
then,
I was
continuing with
the ending of SmackDown.
Wait.
Yeah, so I have the ratings for last week's SmackDown, and ladies and gentlemen,
under 2 million,
we've hit the bottom of the fucking barrel. 1.9 million for SmackDown. The main event was the only good thing on this show last week, but fucking SmackDown used to be 2 million, now we're 1.9 million, and it's all because of Roman Reigns' fucking title run. Because Roman Reigns is burying the whole roster in SmackDown, and SmackDown is starting to be shit. Thank you, Roman, for your fucking horrible title reign, you motherfucker, you.
And so that was SmackDown. Kevier, did you watch any of the SmackDown clips?
I just watched the ones, like the main ones. I didn't watch the whole show. And I read about
right.
it. I apologize because I do want to watch this stuff, but I just don't. So, but no,
right.
I hate,
right.
you know, we do things lately. The last couple of weeks, I haven't watched the full product.
Hey, I'm on the same boat, man. I'm on the
Ricky's
same boat.
Here too now.
Ricky, what? Pick it up a notch. Kick it up a notch. And shit, we might as well just...
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right. Let's do this. Name that tune, and we have President Trump on the line. Would you like to participate in this, President
Hey, you
Trump?
Know what? I'll give it a shot. I only know like two or three theme songs from the Ruthless Aggression era, and one of them was my theme song. You know what the other one was?
Let me guess. Yeah, but no, you know what? Was it John Cena?
John who?
No, it has to be. Is it Vince Kennedy McMahon?
Yeah, I remember that guy. The guy's a good golfing buddy of mine.
Yeah. Didn't you shave his head at WrestleMania? What was that like?
Oh, it was fantastic. His head's so smooth. You know, it reminded me of... It reminded me of some porn star. Oh, I can't say. Sorry, Melania's right here. It reminded me of a nice watermelon. That's what it reminded me of. Sorry, Melania.
I would have to think it might be as smooth as your daughter. But I digress. Let's move on with the show. So let's go ahead and give you a song there, Mr. Trump, to see if you can figure this one out.
I know I'm savvy, I've got the look, the drive, the cool, while I've got the mood.
Mr. Trump?
Oh, you know what? You don't have to tell me this. I know this for a fact. Sexy boy, everybody knows. Hot, sexy, he's a boy. All the girls want him. Everybody knows that's Rush Limbaugh. Everybody knows that's Rush Limbaugh's song.
Is it Rush Limbaugh, Sexy Boy?
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy.
So, former President Donald J. Trump, I've been corrected. Former President, I've been corrected. Apparently, he didn't win. I'm just now finding out. My intern gave me a note here. Apparently, he didn't win. Former President Trump, by the way, still in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Still in the game. And we'll see how that develops. He's in with Christian from Philly. And Kevin West also in the game.
Yes.
And let's go to Ricky to see if he can figure this out. Ricky, are you ready, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This one is for Ricky. The generator, will you please come up with a song for Ricky? Oh, hell. Ricky, do you have the song?
I'm gonna go Rikishi.
Is it Rikishi? Ricky gets the point, ladies and gentlemen. Get it up.
It's Rikishi. Chuck, if you didn't do that on purpose.
I did not do that on purpose.
It was
generator.
I don't think it was a serendipity. If you did it on purpose, then you're a master, sir.
The generator came up with the song.
Rikishi.
But you can write us. You can always write us.
I did it for the
World Generation Podcast@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, if you think that this was a coincidence, or if you think it was real, write us and tell us about it at World Generation Podcast.
I can only
ladies and gentlemen,
we won't
answer.
Favorite Rikishi moment?
Oh,
I don't have one.
I think he's stink-faced. He stink-faced Vince.
Anytime he stink-faced anybody, it was great.
Yeah.
Yes. And every time, think about being a wrestler in that day, guys. In what was that, 2004, 2009, whatever his run was. Think about being a wrestler in those days, and your producer comes back and tells you, hey, by the way, you're in with Rikishi tonight. I don't give a shit who you are. You know you're getting an ass to the face. Having said that.
Do you think Rikishi wore muffler?
No.
No?
You didn't wear shit.
No muffler, just straight up spandex?
Rikishi had a thong on, y'all.
Straight up thong, baby. Straight up thong. That's what you got. You got ass to the face.
Sway thong to the face.
it's fucking disgusting. Let's go to President Trump. Do you think that there was an extra kickback in pay when that happened? It happened every week.
When The Undertaker threw Rikishi out the steel cage during the Hell in a Cell match?
That could be. Did that happen?
It could have been. No, I think I think the president's misremembering. He's kind of been known to get things mixed up like that.
Yeah, when Rikishi got thrown out the steel cage and then came back in, and Terry Funk had to go in there and he climbed the cage again and he fell through on the tacks and on the chair.
It was,
you guys remember
it was
that?
Kind of funky like a monkey.
Yeah, you're
confusing one fat man with the other fat man.
Moving on, guys. Like,
I'm sorry. I used to book it like Dragon Ball. I used to book Rikishi like Dragon Ball Z back in the day. And it would be that Rikishi, whenever he retired, he actually split into two. His butt cheeks split apart, and that's what the Usos were. And they had a tag team.
Let's continue on, if we can. Yeah. I mean, let's continue on with Raw. Give us the because we still have conversation. We still have a conversation to have. So yeah, let's make it snappy with the Raw guys.
Raw. What can I say about Raw except pure and utter stupidity? Raw opens up with a fucking literal coin toss. A literal coin toss to see who can
stop it.
Bobby Lashley at Raw tonight. It was between Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman, and the coin toss winner was Braun Strowman. So, yay, we got to see Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley, a match we've seen countless times in the main event. And it was pure fucking terrible. But we'll get to that when we get to that. So, to start the show off, we had the returning Raw Tag Champions, who's been missing for a month. AJ Styles.
Did you miss us?
What?
So did you miss us?
No, I don't. I didn't miss you. I was wondering where you were, but, you know, you're already tag champions. So.
And then?
They explained that they were on a vacation, and then it was settled that it was going to be the Raw Tag Team titles on the line to start the show against the New Day. It was a WrestleMania rematch, and this fucking blowed. This sucked. Fucking Omos is fucking awful. He did worse than WrestleMania. This motherfucker didn't do anything. He literally stood in the middle of the ring and then threw New Day around like nothing. The guy didn't move.
It's the second time I've seen this guy, and it's the same type of shit. He was defended. Last time I talked about it, he was defended. And we've just lost President Trump. I think it was Kevier defended Omos. Kevier, yep. Did you watch the highlights? Do you know what Christian is talking about here?
I didn't see his ring work, no. I didn't see what happened in the match.
I saw him. He was just standing there. He did the last move where he put AJ Styles on his shoulders and threw him off or some type of shit, and that was it. That was basically all he did.
This fucking sucks. These two should have never been the Raw Tag Titles.
Is he an actual wrestler? What's his background?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck what his background is. They kept this guy but fired Samoa Joe. Think about that. They fired Samoa Joe and kept this fucking bum. Speaking of that, we have...
He's a professional, Nigerian-born American professional wrestler and former college basketball player currently signed with WWE. So this guy, obviously they're planning a trip to Africa sometime, maybe?
I don't know.
They do sign people from all over the world, and then they go showboat them, you know, like they do the Maharaja and They do it with all.
Speaking of signing people, that's a great segue. Speaking of signing people, coming back is the most useless, talentless, terrible female wrestler to ever grace WWE, Eva Marie. Are you fucking kidding me? You fucking kidding me? You're bringing back this talentless, terrible wrestler, and again, I'm going to say this again, you fired Samoa Joe to bring this bitch with a contract. Are you fucking kidding me?
The Raw women's division is going to shit. The women's division is going to shit, and you just made it worse by bringing this no-talent bum into the women's division. I hope you're proud of yourselves. Really? Nobody wants her in the women's division. Everybody was booing inside their homes. This is terrible. This is fucking awful. It somehow is getting worse. It's getting worse. Eva Marie. Evolution. Awful.
Oh, my God. No, I don't like
really?
It at all. I couldn't stand it at the beginning. You know, whenever she first popped up, I couldn't stand her while she was there. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like this either. Let's go to the guys. Kevier. Eve Marie. Evolution. Back in WWE. If you will.
Evolution. The what did they call her? They called her like the Red Queen or something like that. Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah. She had the red hair. Eve Marie.
So what happened? Did she come back? Because I did see something about her. Are they bringing her back?
Yes, they're bringing her back to Raw, bro.
It's gonna be cool. That's going to be great. I don't know why they're doing that.
That's not going to be great.
In some show. She's like, she was in some other show. I've been seeing her get promoted to another stuff. Like she's an actress on some other show, but I don't know which one it is. But yeah,
awful.
I don't know why they would hire back a non-wrestler.
I'll tell you why they're bringing her back. They're bringing her back for the money. Obviously, it's some kind of cross promotion. If Kevier is saying that he's seen her advertised for some other show or some shit, that's why they're bringing you up. That's why they're bringing her back, and that's why they're working you, Christian. And they're just working. That's what they're doing. I mean, this is all fucking just for fucking, you know, just like the Bad Bunny thing.
Yeah.
This is what
they
do.
Bad Bunny is actually a celebrity. There's the difference, all right? People actually know who Bad Bunny is.
You're right. Bad Bunny, his fucking concerts are going for fucking $2,000.
I know.
If you didn't buy a ticket when Bad Bunny tickets went on sale, and you still want to go see Bad Bunny, you got to pay like $2,000 at the Toyota Center right now.
Well, those are them, all right? That's not me.
Yeah.
Anybody knows who Bad Bunny is. Nobody knows who this fucking woman is, all right?
The only reason that people know who Bad Bunny is because of The Miz.
What? Hold on.
Let's make that clear.
So Christian, you're not gonna want to like, you're not in tune with Bad Bunny.
No, I respect Bad Bunny because of his WrestleMania performance. Now, I respect him more after his WrestleMania performance.
But do you respect his music?
I don't like his music, but I respect him as a performer. That's all. I would rather have Bad Bunny on TV than Eva Marie. That's how much I hate her. All right.
Kevier, you think otherwise, right? Is that what I heard you say? I heard you say this was cool.
I think he was joking.
No, I was being sarcastic. Yeah, I'm thinking, what I'm reading now, it gives a good point. They just fired all the talent. They fired the fucking Iconics, and they hire Eva Marie back. It's kind of bullshit. The one thing that I will say about Eva Marie is that she's like a supermodel level kind of. She's a supermodel compared to, like, the other women are more athletes, and she's, like, way more in the supermodel department. So if they use her right, like, other companies do that where they have chicks that are just beautiful. So if they use her right, then she could work. But if they force her to wrestle and she's a bad wrestler, people are going to see right through it, and it's not going to work.
Well, people already saw right through it before because she was a bad wrestler before.
I don't think she's been training. I don't think that she's going to be facing Charlotte for the championship. I think we might see her be like a
personality
or whatever, yeah.
So
that's how I would want to see it. They're going to make her wrestle.
Yeah. So up next we had Elias and Riker.
throwing Rotten Tomatoes on Randy Orton. Prompted a match later on. It's fucking awful. Again, we're in juvenile delinquency on this part of the show.
Okay, so what was the match? What was the match?
There was the match. It was a tag match later on between RK-Bro and Elias versus Jackson Ryker. Elias,
that tag team forever. RK-Bro.
Okay.
Well, I might as well just say it right now. It was an okay match. RK-Bro won, and, you know, they're getting along, so there's that. So,
They're just bros. It's cute. They're bros. It's like Randy just fought a demon, and, like, now he's just, like, got a new buddy with a scooter.
Yeah.
Well, I
give it a month before Randy turns on the guy, so I wouldn't get my hopes up.
They're saying Randy's not going to make another movie.
Are you
no,
with
I would
WWE
say
movie?
That Randy's going to turn on this guy in a month.
Randy has a history of turning on his partners.
Yeah. So we go to more bullshit. Charlotte Flair versus Dana Brooke. I don't know what's with Charlotte Flair, but her wrestling matches are fucking garbage now. Her matches are fucking trash. Like, she's moved so slow now. There was one point in the match where Dana Brooke pulled her out of the corner of the ropes and tries to do a flip. Charlotte did a flip where she laid on her back, so Dana was going to do a splash. That was the fakest looking flip Charlotte did to position herself. She's phoning it in at this point, and you notice it in the fucking matches. The matches suck. She's had garbage matches since she came back.
You think it's because she wants to get out and go follow, you know, El Idolo?
Hey, I don't care. She could leave for all I care. She's been shoved down people's throats too many times. She's worse than Roman Reigns, in my opinion, by being shoved down people's throats. She hurts
awesome.
The women's division.
She totally fits the role. It's like exactly what they need. They have this chick who's just like what Ric Flair was. She's Ric Flair's daughter. She's been there forever already. She's going to be there forever. Everybody knows it. She works a slow style that's like a heel.
No, well,
Ric Flair
did
it
better.
It
she's
trash.
Ric Flair did it better, and she's just trash.
Stop it.
So the match is over. Dana Brooke loses.
Trash.
Then Sonya Deville comes out. Then Sonya adds Charlotte to the match. Now it's a triple threat match. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
What's your opinion on the Sonya dynamic, like the Sonya and Adam Pearce and, like, Sonya made the decision, but Adam Pearce said, like, hey, you can't be doing shit like this. Is that building more down the road, though? Like, I mean, I think that they're definitely going to be moving forward with a bigger storyline with Adam Pearce.
No, what I think is both of them are going to control one show. Sonya's going to control Raw, and then Adam Pearce is going to control
Pearce
SmackDown.
Adam Pearce just got a promotion. And so I don't know if his character is still going to be, you know, on TV or if he's going to, you know, do something different. They're going to write him off or whatever. But he did just get a promotion within the company. So we'll see how that develops.
Yeah, what they fucking do. So Rhea Ripley comes out.
Oh, it's good for him because I've always been an Adam Pearce fan. I'm telling you, I used to watch NWA just because of that guy.
I'm a fan of everybody in this triple threat storyline, and I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world. I think that it gets Charlotte heat, and I think that, like, it's funny. I was thinking about you when I was watching this clip because Rhea's, like, telling Sonya, she's like, she doesn't deserve it. She didn't earn it. And I'm thinking, you didn't earn it. You came in and just challenged Asuka out of nowhere and got this match. And
yeah,
then, you know.
The reason I don't care about it is because it's predictable. We all knew it was going to be a triple threat match anyway, so what the fuck's the point? So Rhea Ripley has a new haircut, if you haven't noticed this. So that means she's definitely
losing.
She has a new haircut, which means she's losing.
Wait, I didn't see anything new. It was still fucking short and butch.
No, she had a new haircut.
Did I say that out? Wait a minute, did I say that out loud?
She had a new terrible haircut, which means she's losing. She's losing.
Brigitte Nielsen from like a nuclear war future. What's the thing?
Yeah.
Mad Max, Brigitte Nielsen, crossover, China.
Wow.
Chinese producer.
Yeah, so Asuka comes out, they brawl, and then it's official as a triple threat match. Lucha House Party versus Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, this ended Cedric Alexander calling out Shelton Benjamin at the end of the match.
Yeah.
I saw that part, but I don't know why that happened. What happened?
Well, after Lucha House Party won, Cedric got pissed off saying that he held him back.
Yeah, but how did they win? Or what happened?
Nothing. Lucha House Party won clean, and then Cedric
They pinned Shelton?
Yeah, and that's it. They pinned Shelton clean.
Ah.
They won, and then Cedric got angry, and they broke up.
Yeah.
They broke up the team, and now... What the fuck does this happen now? What happens now with Cedric? What happens with Shelton? Like, I think Shelton's going to go to fucking main event and fucking 205 Live. I think Cedric's going to join him because there's not a damn thing they're going to do with either of these people on Raw. They don't give a fuck about these two on Raw.
Why don't they, at what point do they fucking put Randy Orton in a Ric Flair type role and give him a fucking, you know, his own ministry or his own fucking ward. You know, he's
a
psycho.
Or even...
Try that word.
What were you talking about? Why, they got to try it again. He's at that age now.
What do they do with
Shelton? Give him his own ward, his own psych ward. A few characters, you know, a few bad guys and shit, few henchmen. And he starts a new Four Horsemen type deal or a new Fortune.
But he's a,
or what was it?
He's a baby face right now.
Well, yeah, right now. But you know how they do with Randy Orton. Man, they flip him at the drop of a dime.
I don't know why they turn him baby face after the...
He's in a happy bro gimmick.
Yeah, right now he is. Right now he is. And you know what? Why doesn't he do that with Bro? Add a couple of other guys to that and start a new freaking faction.
Just a bunch of bros having a good time?
Yeah, and busting people up and shit.
It's fucking stupid. I don't know. No, I mean, this whole situation.
What about Shelton Benjamin, NXT champion? What about they send him back to NXT and he gets the NXT strap and puts NXT back on?
I like that.
Well, that's not...
Shelton Benjamin versus Finn Balor in NXT, stuff like that.
Well, that's not going to happen because
like
Shelton's going to go to main event. That's not going to happen.
But I like it.
I know you like it, but unfortunately, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
So, yeah, so what happens else is Alberto Del Rio gets his ass kicked by Sheamus again backstage, and then a new Raw superstar joins Raw, Mansoor, the guy from India, I think NXT India, or Saudi Arabia, I'm sorry. He's undefeated, mind you. Let me say this right now. He was undefeated. 52 wins and 0 losses until last night where he faced Sheamus in an open challenge. He gets his ass demolished. He gets destroyed in his first match. And you know how his undefeated streak came to an end? By a fucking DQ. Because Carrillo, the cockroach, the wet dreamer, fucking interfered, attacked Sheamus, and guess what? Both of them still get fucking destroyed. So great job making new stars, WWE. Great job. You just killed two careers in one night. in one night that killed two careers. How is that even possible?
When I was a kid and they sent out guys like Mansoor for the first time, I was always down 100%. I was always like, let's see next week. Let's see what this dude's about to do next week. I remember when John Cena was that dude. I'm not saying that Mansoor is going to be the next John Cena, but I'm just saying I love seeing like a first-time debut like that.
Who are we talking about? Kareel?
Mansoor is the Saudi Arabian guy.
This Mansoor, yeah. I saw this guy. I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy? For a minute there, I thought I was watching something from, you know, a few months old or something. Maybe a few years old. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then I realized that it's current, and I'm like, oh, hell. So new guy, obviously, coming up. Before the draft, no less.
I don't even know if there's even a draft. Since they've confirmed. There is a draft. But
keep going on, Rob, buddy.
His undefeated streak came to an end by a fucking DQ. And that doesn't mean he's ruined. I don't know what is.
No, it protects his streak because he didn't get pinned.
Yeah, but it's now, no, it's official. His undefeated streak is ruined. It's gone.
Well, it is what it is.
He didn't. He really hasn't lost.
But they they count it as a loss anyway.
I get it. Well, I'm saying, like, character wise, he could use it and be like, "No, I never really got pinned. That's bullshit." And like, he'd still be a badass.
He's the uncrowned. He's the uncrowned.
Yeah, they're not that smart. So up next, we had another Alexa Bliss segment. It's getting fucking stale. The same bullshit. She talks about the stupid fucking doll that, you know, Lily made me fucking do it. It's fucking corny now. It's fucking boring. I don't know why they're still doing this shit. Apparently Lily has somebody in her sights. I don't know who she's going to attack. I don't know who Alexa Bliss is going to attack. I don't even know if
Charlotte.
Alexa Bliss is a babyface. No. I think Alexa Bliss is supposed to be a heel. She turned on the Fiend, who was a babyface. So is either going to be Asuka. I don't know if she's going to attack Asuka or Charlotte. I couldn't care fucking less. I could care less about this fucking shit. It's not creative. It's boring. She hasn't done it.
In Christian's defense.
It's whack. They ruined this.
Yeah, in Christian's defense, this looks weak even in the clips. Guys, I can sit here and defend shit sometimes. Christian's running it to the ground, and I saw the clip, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute, man. The clip looked fucking great. What are you talking about? Man, this shit looks fucked up even in the clips. I'm like, what the hell? At some point, they just got to send Oscar back down and get more creative with the women's division completely on fucking Raw. It's fucking shit right now.
Up next, we had Damian Priest. What were you going to say, Joder?
That's your record, bro.
Yeah. So up next, we had Damian Priest versus John Morrison. For fuck's sake, why is this feud still continuing? This feud's been going on since Royal Rumble. Why is this feud still continuing? I thought WrestleMania was supposed to be the pay-per-view where feud fucking ends. Why is this feud between Damian Priest and The Miz still continuing?
Miz
anyway,
and Jomo are bullies. They're bullies. They won't leave the guy alone.
No, it's like he doesn't leave them alone. It's like Damian Priest doesn't leave them alone.
Yeah, pretty soon he's going to be joining them.
Yeah.
They're going to be a three-man group.
Damian Priest already looks like a fucking schmuck. All right? He looks like a schmuck. He's another clown from NXT. So,
no,
they have a match.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they have a match. It was an average match, I guess. Miz tries to help John Morrison, but it backfires, and Morrison loses to Damian Priest. Who gives a flying flippity fuck? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Another thing that who gives a fuck and was a waste of time was the women's tag titles. And you know what? I fucking hate Bayley and Sasha Banks because it was these two bitches' fault for introducing the tag titles to WWE. If they would have never introduced these stupid tag titles, we would have never have gotten these matches. The women's division.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Woo! Welcome back to Name That Tune. So here we go. We're back up around the, all the way back around. And we're back on top of the board. Christian, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Let's do this. Name that tune.
Can you give me a hint?
WWE, early 2000s.
Come on.
Oh, hell. Is that Kevier Tonti?
No, that was the music. Come on.
Anything, Christian?
Come on. Come on. I'm trying to think because I think I know this guy.
Uh-oh. He's already starting with this shit. Let me cue the applause. Crowd, get ready.
Come on. fuck. I know this guy, but I can't remember.
The clock is ticking.
Come on.
In five.
Four. I don't know.
Oh my God, he doesn't know?
I don't know.
Oh, the great Swami does not know? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh. Kevier?
And, I don't know who it could be. One more time. It goes countdown. It's like.
I'll let Kevin guess.
Somebody with like a rocker gimmick back in the day, I'm imagining like is WWF? Did you tell?
Yeah.
Did you say already?
WWF, WWE, early 2000s.
Could you?
Early 2000s.
Man, I don't know.
Stumped.
I don't know. Pastor Christian.
I remember the guy now.
Oh, hell. Stop it.
It was blocking my head, but then I remember I heard it from Here Comes the Pain, the video game. the only fucking guy that came up with this fucking theme song was Sean O'Hare.
Ah! Is it Sean fucking O'Hare?
Yeah!
Rocking O'Hare. So there we go, Christian from Philly. Remains champion. We'll just leave it at that. Remains champion. Hey, hurry up and finish the Raw, because we still got a little bit to go. We got to talk about this shit.
We're at the semi-main event. We have two matches left. So we have the women's tag title match. It was fucking pointless. It was garbage. Again, it was Lana and Naomi versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax.
No.
Fucking hell.
I saw the clips. Terrible.
Yep, let's skip it. Fucking trash. So now we go to the main event. We go to fucking Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley. Again, terrible. Nobody gives a fuck. Drew McIntyre decides to join on commentary, and for some fucking reason, he talks about having promo classes with Vince McMahon out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Are you kidding me? This is them letting go of Drew McIntyre. The leash is, they need to put a fucking leash on that guy if he's talking that shit at the fucking announce table. Get the fuck out of here. How are you going to sell
Brian
out a fucking business
Brian
like that?
Jackson,
stop.
Brian Jackson started the conversation, and they were talking about it. Like, Drew McIntyre, tell us about your time when you had promo classes with Vince McMahon. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh,
this is a fucking
build
up for a fucking pay-per-view match. Why the fuck are you talking about promo classes?
Oh,
fuck
stop
out of
it.
Here.
Kevier, are you this fucking enraged? I mean, I'm fucking legit pissed about this.
I mean, no. I don't know. I mean, it's WWE.
Talking about promo classes. Oh, my God. I can't believe this shit. I can't believe that they would do something like that, first of all.
Not kayfabe, brother.
I mean, have they fucking tanked? What the fuck? Ricky,
so,
I got to get your opinion on your old school, my friend. What the hell do you make of this?
It's fucking terrible. Like, focus on the fucking match instead of talking about fucking promo classes. You fucking scrubs. Advan Virk is fucking terrible too. So the match itself. So Drew McIntyre distracts Braun Strowman, and Bobby Lashley defeats Braun Strowman. Makes you wonder why he's even involved in the championship triple threat match now. Drew McIntyre takes them both out, and that's how it ends the show. Then we get the reveal next week on Raw that it's going to be Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley again next week on Raw for the go-home show. Who fucking Ray? But that's another annoying factor throughout the entire show was the constant advertisement for this week's Throwback SmackDown. The constant advertisement. They would not shut the fuck up about this week's SmackDown.
Was it as bad as the Snickers at WrestleMania?
No, the Throwback Friday.
Yeah, but was it as bad as the Snickers advertisements everywhere in WrestleMania? I mean, I know Kevin said you could see fucking Snickers five or six times on your screen at one time. And I remember that.
Yeah, but that was like once in a while. They did this throughout the entire night. They did it for the entire night.
No, they did that the entire night, too, at WrestleMania. It was fucked up.
Wait. All y'all are being super bitchy. I think y'all all need to go get the Snickers.
So that was the WWE report, and if we have enough time, I'd like to discuss a retro something about, because next weekend is Backlash, and I would like to discuss a build-up to a match from an old Backlash match. I'm not going to talk about the match itself. I just want to talk about the build-up to that match.
Well, we'll check that out. But right now, thank you. And by the way, thank you very much for that lovely WWE report. Nobody else has this guy. Nobody else has this guy. Like him, hate him, love him, leave him, whatever the fuck. Nobody else has this guy. But we got him right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. And but hey, I wanted to talk about, guys, recently, man, there's been a resurgence of wrestling and related programming on television. I mean, if you think about it, like right now, tonight, we had 1 hour of Young Rock, right? This is wrestling related, obviously, the whole thing, wrestling. It's wrestling. It's Eyes on Wrestling. We have that tonight. It's also been announced, and of course, you know, we got a lot, aside from, you know, the hours of Raw and SmackDown, and also AEW and Impact Wrestling, and aside from the shows like The Miz and His Wife, whatever the hell that's called right now, and I don't know, Total Divas is still on, but then recently, they announced that Stars, the network Stars, is having a series called Heels, and that premieres August 15th. And so also we have the stuff on Vice. You know, what is that series on Vice called? It's a great fucking series. Yeah, Dark Side of the Ring. Now, they've announced what they're going to have for season 3, and it's not as good as season 1 and season 2, or I don't know. Maybe they shot it in a different way where they're going to make it very badass and interesting. I don't know. It's all new to me, except for a couple of things that I don't know about. So, and besides, I don't have that channel, unless if I can find it somewhere for free on Tubi or some type of shit like that. But I'll keep you posted on that, but, you know, because I don't have cable. But, so, I wanted to talk about, what do you guys think about this shit? Wrestling has never really been in the forefront like this. I mean, don't get me wrong, it has. Okay, back in the day when Cyndi Lauper and shit on WrestleMania, you know, all that was, you know, they were big time, right? And then they continued, and they've always had the Saturday Night Live appearances with the wrestlers and other appearances and shit. But, like, right now, this is fucking huge. I don't think there's ever been any more programming, wrestling-related programming available than right now. And I'm talking about current product as well. Kevier, what do you think about all this, man? I know you're a fan of Young Rock, which I saw it. I watched an episode last week or the week before last. He was going to get beat up by some thugs, and then his dad at the very end went and helped him out and shit. Tonight, I wanted to watch tonight, but I couldn't. I had to prepare a little bit for the show. And, you know, I spent, you know, that hour preparing, unfortunately. I was not able to watch. But I'm sure it was good. I liked what I saw a couple of weeks ago or last week or whatever it was from Young Rock. And I'm thinking this heel series might be good. It's wrestling related. And of course, the whole Vice thing was badass. Kevier, what are your thoughts on this, man?
I mean, if wrestling's more popular on TV, if it's just like shows about where they're talking about old stuff on wrestling and stuff like that, I mean, that's good. It's good for wrestlers. Hopefully, you know, if WWE and wrestling popularity, AEW grows, then it's good for
that. Steve Arnell, or whatever his name is, that guy Arnell, he's
Steve
one Bell. Of the guys that's going to be on that Heels show.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, when we were kids, they were all over. Wrestling was everywhere. It was like pop culture, and like they're not able to. They don't do that as much now.
Well, it's not that they don't do it that much now. It's just not as like. It's not as.
But it feels like it's coming right now.
Back in the day. But, like, there's a bunch of stuff, like, there's a bunch of stuff now to where it's like, well, Everybody has their own shit going on. So,
what do you mean?
Like, so back in the day, it was like whenever you see Hulk Hogan, or like
yeah, everybody
came
was
out,
just watching whatever
yeah.
came on TV. And now you have a lot of
yeah.
options, and you don't have to watch wrestling.
Yeah, you don't have to watch.
No, I like seeing right shows about wrestling too, though. Like watching the Young Rock show was pretty good. Whatever, it's not the best one, but the Glow show. Like anytime that they do like a movie or a show about pro wrestling, I really like that shit. The wrestling.
Well, the Wrestler was probably the best one.
Glow the Watchdog, Christian from Philly. What are your thoughts on all this, my brother?
Well.
What
it's
do you
interesting
like?
Because
and what do
the
you
only
not
reason,
like?
Well, the only reason why it's booming is because they're talking old shit. Like you notice that none of these shows are talking about current stars or new stars.
Right.
They always use nostalgia to trap people in their narrative and use ratings. That's why these shows are successful, because they're talking old shit. Shit that people already know. Shit that people already know about these. Like, how many biographies are we going to get about Stone Cold Steve Austin or fucking The Rock? We know what the fuck they did. We know what they did in their fucking careers to get there. Like, stop it already. Enough with the nostalgia, alright? These shows are good, but seriously, they have to stop with the whole nostalgia shit, because that's a ratings trap, okay? That's how they suck people in to watch these shows, because of nostalgia. Because of what made things great. They don't do nothing. They don't say anything about the current wrestling stars like out there. So it's all nostalgia. It's all window dressing. It's all a bunch of horse shit.
Well, you know, I actually like the nostalgia. So
yeah, but
watching those A&E documentaries, I really dug them. There's stuff about Randy Savage. I watched one of the recent ones about Randy Savage.
On AEW? I don't
know if telling the truth or not. So.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you not liking nostalgia. But how many documentaries are going to do about the same person? Stone Cold's had like 3 documentaries saying the exact same thing.
Well, come up with a better... Well, there should be better to goddamn wrestlers. Like, this shit doesn't exist like it did back then. It's like rock and roll, bro. Like, it doesn't, it's not the same.
It's not the same attitude.
It's not the same thing. Yeah.
What about,
I don't know.
I mean, like, I'd like to see some shit on CM Punk, one of the newer guys.
There was a documentary about him.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd like to see some unauthorized shit.
Yeah.
You know, not just some fucking, you know, highly produced shit, WWE shit. I want to see some shit. Actually, about all of them. Like, it would be badass if some fucking wrestlers
come out. Like, all this stuff that's happening right now. Like, everything is cool that's happening right now, I guess. Whatever. But, you know, It's not the same. It's like talking about Buddy Holly and then talking about fucking Puddle of Mud.
You're so fucking right, Ricky. And it will never be the same. Like, I mean,
but
the era that I
used
to watch,
than where they were at the like late 90s, there's just not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
The era that I used to watch, which was back, or I mean, don't get me wrong, I've watched a lot of eras, many eras. And all that shit. I guess I'm watched all eras,
yeah.
Some and whatnot. But you know, I mean, was the older shit. But you know, I didn't like that they did a lot of that collar and elbow shit, and all these resting holes and all that shit. Like right now, it's much more exciting. But fuck, man. The stories back then and the angles back then, they were more fucking badass. They were more real. They were more sick and shit. And now a lot of that shit is just fucking cookie fucking cutter fucking sugar-coated fucking shit.
I'll go ahead and tell you what I think about what the wrestling business is now, and they're just kind of rolling along. They're making their money. They're trying to find people to keep continue
doing.
Their brand. And that's pretty much exactly what it is. And then you have old business
going
people coming back, and then that's fine.
And that's why they keep going back to the old, because, and as they die, they stop revisiting those eras. Like, you know, people that gave a fuck about Andre the Giant, there's not very many anymore. Like, they're dwindling. You know what I mean? So, like, they don't talk about that Andre the Giant shit anymore. Like, you know what I mean? They don't really talk about it. And it just keeps going. It just, they just jump. You know, pretty soon they're going to get to Ric Flair. And then after that, it's going to be over for him.
And, well, it's kind of like you keep on beating the old horse, and like you just keep on going that way, and they're going to do that because that's their business. That's what they do.
You got to beat a government mule. You got to beat that government mule.
Yeah, I love Government Mule as a band. Government Mule as a band.
I know that band.
But
I don't know them personally.
They're going to keep on trying to make theirs because it's a business. But
yep. It's all about the
business
money.
Isn't as cool as what it used to be.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
So, yeah, that's my take on it.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, you know, that's the whole thing. But, guys.
What about the special thing?
Yes, we're not going to wrap it up yet. In fact, let's go ahead and, we got to continue. Because Christian has a thing where, what were you going to talk about, Christian?
We're talking about a build-up to a Backlash pay-per-view that happened years ago, because WrestleMania Backlash is next week.
Yes.
And I want to talk about this particular Backlash match that probably nobody remembers, or probably they do, but the build-up fucking sucked. And you'll be shocked about who's in the match and why it sucked.
So we're going to talk about that. But right now, I'm going to talk about this whole thing, this resurgence and shit, for a little bit. And it's not going to be too long. I just got to say that I think that it's a good thing. It's a damn good thing for the business. I mean, you see this shit on NBC. You've got a lot of eyes right now on wrestling. A lot of eyes on The Rock in particular. Could this be possibly fucking politically motivated? Does The Rock intend to run for office? I mean, could that happen? Is this part of his fucking ploy to do that? And will John Cena respond? I mean, if anything, I would love to see fucking Rock versus Cena run for president. Fuck it. If we're going to go crazy and go all fucking nuts and shit with the government before I die, I'd love to see The Rock versus Cena in a presidential fucking run.
Well, that depends. What party does both of them stand?
Well, I would have to say that The Rock would be to the left and Cena would be to the right. But I don't know. I don't know if Cena would want to say that he's affiliated with the right, because, you know, the right now has the whole stink of Donald Trump, you know, and that whole thing, which, you know, it's still up in the air as to what it really was or what it is or what it will be. Who the fuck knows? But right now, we're going to fucking go about our business, and we're going to do what we do after this works, and the fucking station ID and all this bullshit. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
not no mercy. See the rain by the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Here to a point, number one, to believe that you don't want to talk with them. I'll be a part of them, coming to bring with them. You're never walking out again. Until you're back on the wolf pack.
Welcome back. Fatal 4-Way Radio Overtime on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am the resident heel minister of sinister, and I'm sitting here with the peacemaker, Kevier West, the Swami Christian from Philly, and very special guest, if you will, the Tricky Ricky. That's right, baby. Tricky Ricky.
Hey, computer.
You remember that? That's right, baby. You remember the NWO? Old school shit. Yo, Wolfpack. Take us back, Ricky. You remember that? Did you like that? Were you, what, how old were you? Were you still in a onesie? Were you in pajamas with your dad out fishing and shit, coming back from a fishing trip all dirty? And shit, fuck the shower. We got to watch wrestling first.
I could say that. That was a thing. But nice. No, it was more of a, we were catfishing in Lake Livingston in the mid-90s, late 90s.
Damn it, in Lake Livingston, yes, I like that. East Texas.
Thing. Yeah. And we were definitely wrestling fans. We always watched wrestling. And yeah, that's what it was. It was the Ultimate Warrior. It was Macho Man. It was the whole thing.
Goddamn right. Christian, what do you remember about your wrestling days? Like, did you ever watch any wrestling from your local channels and shit that wasn't, you know, WWE, WCW
I watched WCW. I watched a bunch of WCW shows.
Not WCW. Not WCW or WWE related. I used to watch all kinds of shit back in the World Class Championship Wrestling. Southwest Championship Wrestling. Georgia Championship Wrestling, which later became, you know, World Championship Wrestling. And, Mid-South Wrestling in Houston. You remember that, Children? With Paul Bosch?
I think when I was a kid, I think that on TV you would see, like, I remember watching, like, Lucha Libre, but I remember watching, like, ECW. It's the ECW every once in a while.
They didn't have – Paul Bosch was gone, huh, already?
There was nothing like that.
Local
wrestling on TV when I was a kid.
Dude, when I would come over here to Houston to visit family, which I live in Houston now, and when I would come over, I would love to fucking – Man, they had that fucking Houston wrestling with Paul Bosch. Badass, man. I mean, they had fucking Undertaker. He was Texas Red or some shit. And, you know, of course, you didn't know he was Undertaker at the time because, you know, he wasn't, but he would go on to be. I mean, you know, and they had other guys and shit. It was badass, though. It was badass. I loved it. I loved it because it was something different. And then I can go back to Bezio and tell
history
people
about that stuff.
Yeah. So, Christian, you don't have any other, you didn't watch any local shit? What about you, Ricky?
No.
Local wrestling.
Did you have any local?
No, there was no local wrestling. It was the main stuff.
Me and Ricky,
it was the main WWF.
Yeah.
We started going to local wrestling in, like, 2013.
Yeah, I completely support Logo Wrestling.
I think, Kevier, you have the comedy show with
Doomsday?
Yeah, Doomsday Professional Wrestling with Lone Star. Mm-hmm. Are they coming back?
They were doing some stuff on social media. I don't remember. I don't think they have an event planned, but I know that they've been making like shorts and stuff like that, I think.
Yeah. Man, I would
they'll be back. They're gonna wait until the pandemic's all clear before they come back.
Man, they're gonna have a long way to wait. If they're gonna keep waiting, they need to just go ahead and come back. Fuck, man. Everything just needs to come back. Get the fuck out of here. It's a bunch of fucking horse shit. Everything needs to come back, but I digress. I digress. Christian from Philly, who was so gracious to come up with an extra segment tonight that I had no idea about. And you know, we ran a little long. We ran a little long, but we're all still here. We're having a great time. Tell us about it, Christian.
Well, since WrestleMania Backlash next month, I decided to look at a certain match that had a terrible build-up. A match that I don't know if people remember or do remember, but you'll be shocked at who's involved in this, and you'll be saying, well, why is this fucking build-up so terrible? So the match was 2006 Backlash. It was a triple threat match for the WWE title. It was Edge versus Triple H versus John Cena. Right? Are you all with me so far?
Edge,
right.
Triple H versus John Cena.
Versus Edge, yeah. Triple threat. And some of you, like, wondering, well, then how is that bad build-up to that match? That match should sound awesome. The build-up should sound great. Not exactly. So the matches that build up this pay-per-view were terrible, all right? They were all fucking handicap matches. Let me repeat that. Every single match that built up to this pay-per-view match were all handicap matches on Raw. The first match was Edge and Triple H versus John Cena. Cena lost. He lost. The second match of the handicap match was John Cena and Triple H versus Edge. Edge won. No, Edge lost. I'm sorry. Edge lost.
Yeah, I think they all lose.
They all fucking lose. And then the worst one that comes out of nowhere is the fucking handicap match between John Cena, Edge, and Triple H versus the fucking Spirit Squad. 5-3. I think, I didn't watch this match, but I think Edge and John Cena and Triple H win, because there's no way you will book the three men who's facing for the WWE title to lose against the fucking Spirit Squad. Why the fuck would they build this match with fucking handicap matches that were all terrible? Nobody enjoyed these fucking handicap matches. They were short as fuck. And all three men looked terrible. All three men did not have any momentum going to this pay-per-view because they all lost. Every week. How could you have all three men have no momentum? How could you make them look terrible? And this was during the point where people were booing John Cena out of the building. And they were cheering Triple H, who was the heel, who was working with Vince McMahon, who was the heel. This was a disaster of a build-up.
Did you say who won?
John Cena won the pay-per-view, of course.
John
Cena won. He
won. Yeah.
And people booed.
That makes the most sense. That's so funny.
They booed because people were sick of this guy being champion. They were sick of him. They booed the shit out of it. So there was no point in it. It was terrible. The build-up to this match was fucking terrible. What are your thoughts on this?
It makes sense that they would book the handicap matches and have them lose. Everybody loses against two people. That's kind of cool booking, I think. But aside from that, No, I mean, yeah, it must have been that era where John Cena was just winning all the time and people got sick of him. I wasn't watching at that time. But, yeah, no, it makes sense. Cena wins the triple threat. That's simple booking for that time period. Not excusing it, but they obviously have just been doing booking like that for a while.
This was 2005, you said, Christian?
No, 6.
2006. Yeah. And, you know, at the time, I didn't like Cena because, you know, he was a babyface. I had no idea about the backstage shit going on or any of that, that he was the chosen one or any of that shit. I had no idea. At the time, I was still, you know, I was not woke, I guess I could say. And, you know, so I just didn't like John Cena because he was, you know, a good guy. But then later on, once I started following the dirt sheets and shit like that, and you know, I figured out that John Cena was the hated one because he was the chosen one or whatever the hell. And everybody just fucking hated him. And I was like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. So what? So what if he's a chosen one? That's his role because, you know, he did whatever the hell he had to do to get that role. Maybe he's the first one in at work and the last one to fucking leave. Who the fuck knows?
Okay.
Maybe he drops on his fucking knees and gives the guy a fucking blowjob. Who the fuck knows? But he's in that fucking role.
Would you say the same thing about Roman Reigns because he's the chosen one now?
I would.
Roman's actually better than John Cena when it comes to wrestle matches.
I mean,
he's cracking turns promos, but
Roman
I guess John Cena
some
was cracking
great matches.
Too.
Roman has
terms
had some great
matches.
He's
great. Yeah, so fuck Cena. In terms of wrestling matches, Roman beats Cena.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Cena never had any great matches? Now, don't get me wrong.
No.
You were always going to see his fucking five moves of doom.
He had great matches
and all
with
that
other
shit.
People that were better. The only reason why he had great matches was because the other person was better than him. That's why.
Stop.
You know it's true.
Kevier, is that the only reason why John Cena had great matches?
John Cena he was the prototype, dude. He was fused in the fires of Mordor to be the best wrestler ever. He's basically a robot. He was a robot.
Yeah.
And then
he's an alien.
A happy
yeah.
Well, it gets worse. It gets
we
worse.
We were waiting for
him
to turn heel. Because, like, in terms of, like, wrestling fans like us, if he would have turned heel and would have went evil...
I'm
still
waiting
the best thing
for
ever.
It. Fuck,
he
I'm
never
still waiting him. For it. I
it's
mean, don't get me wrong. He had that whole shit with the Doctor of Thuganomics.
He's hosting Ninja fucking Warriors or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
not coming back to turn heel.
Fuck.
There's no way. And without his whole career, that's gone.
He'll do it when he's old and he has a great beard.
No. It's
you don't think he'll come back as Hollywood Cena?
No, it's too late for that. He's too old for that now.
Unless
no,
he goes to AEW,
no, he's not.
Cena.
No, he's not.
Well, wouldn't like some.
He
just
could be Hollywood Cena in a heartbeat because
he just buried
nobody.
He just
likes
buried
him.
He just buried the company recently.
Nevertheless, that's another reason why he could become Hollywood
and it got,
Cena.
And it got worse the next following Backlash pay-per-view where he defended the title in a fatal four-way match against Randy Orton.
I'm telling you, Cena would have turned heel 4 years ago and would have used, like, dark powers or whatever. He would have beat Brock Lesnar 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And the baddest fucker ever.
It got worse because
but he didn't do
he
it.
He defended the title in the next following year on Backlash 2007 in a fatal four-way match against Randy Orton, Edge, and Shawn Michaels, and this motherfucker still retained.
You know, what we're sitting here talking about, and there's a bunch of dudes sitting up in goddamn, like, high office that are, like, dictating these matches, and we're sitting here talking about this shit. Maybe we should be up there in those offices.
Yeah.
Coming up with fucking cool wrestling matches to make the goddamn fucking company way cooler. But no, they're not going to give us that.
It should have happened.
Let the fans book the goddamn shows.
It should have
Yeah. Bray Wyatt is fucking gone again, by the way. Sorry, I've completely forgot about that in the report today in WWE. Bray Wyatt's fucking gone again. He's fucked off again since WrestleMania. So let's get this straight. Let's recap, shall we? Yeah, let's recap. TLC, he gets burned to a crisp. Then he goes away for like 3 to 4 months. He comes back for 3 weeks during WrestleMania. He loses WrestleMania. And then the Raw after Mania, he comes to the Firefly final segment, and then he fucks off again. What the fuck? And what are they doing? What are they doing with Bray? What are they doing?
Yeah, no. And there ain't nothing else to compare it to other than AEW, like, coming up. They're trying to come up and be, like, a, you know, a mainstay. But it's kind of hard whenever, like, the owner of WWE owns pretty much goddamn everything. That's what he did. He didn't want to have any competitors. So, that's right. Where's Lucha Libre? I haven't heard anything about Lucha Libre.
They have sponsors and they have the pop culture place like WWE. WWE is going to sell to Disney 100%. Watch. They're either going to sell to like a company like Peacock like or Disney like 100%.
Yeah. They've already sold.
Yeah. And they have deals with them, but they're going to become the same.
There's no story dynamic to where we love it as much as we liked it in 1994 or
it's fun if you just watch it and enjoy it.
You can just watch it and enjoy it.
And it's not that bad.
And I'm sorry if I'm being negative.
When we sit here and talk negative about every match, then yeah, it's viewed negatively. But no, when I sit there and watch wrestling, I'm not like, oh, this sucks. I'm usually like, oh, Nia's really funny. Or like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm
that's kind of
honest,
that's the way I think of it now, you know.
But then whenever we meet on Tuesday to talk about it, it gets the piss taken out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I fucking love it.
I'm not 9 years old anymore, so it's completely different.
I continue to watch it, but I watch it on with different eyes. And, it's definitely interesting to watch or, you know, to see it from the eyes that, like, Christian sees it. He obviously lays it down for us every week, and, you know, we give him the platform to do that. And it's an interesting thing. It's comical to me, and I fucking love it, actually. Because, you know, I don't get so fucked up about it anymore. Or I don't think I ever did get this that much fucked up about it at all. But you know, it's interesting to see people with other ideals and other thoughts and shit that I have, and I certainly welcome them on my show. And that's that's one of the things. So I just sit back and listen to the different opinions. Because, we also have Rancho Punk Rocker that comes in with his opinions and shit. And sometimes I strongly disagree with them. And, it is what it is.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about wrestling
that's
is
how
that
we do it.
When they don't use the wrestlers like I think they should. I'm not expecting it to be for my entertainment. Like, I'm not like, oh, they're not giving me my money's worth. It's more like, oh, this guy's working his ass off and he's not getting shit for it.
Of course,
that's the way I look for it. They're the way I look at it. Is,
one thing
so,
that I do
not expect, not expecting like, people to like everything, but I also just do have like a more innocent way of looking at it where it's like, oh, this is okay.
I'm not as critical.
Yeah, I'm not as critical either. Whenever I come over and watch like a pay-per-view now, and they're not even pay-per-views anymore. But like whenever I come over and watch like King of the Ring or whatever, do they do King of the Ring? Yeah, but like it's like, okay, well, it's just something that's on now. It's not like a special event. So like in the 90s, like it was a special thing to where we would watch it on Sundays and there was food everywhere and it cost money and like they made their show. It's not like that anymore, man. It's just not like it. And I hate to be that fucking old guy, but I am that old guy right now. But, you know, whatever.
And I like, you know, one of the coolest things about this show is having the freaking watchdog that I can unleash at any moment. Watchdog.
Fucking raw fucking garbage.
Watchdog, unleash.
Yeah.
I said unleash.
Off fucking garbage. WWE's fucking trash, man. Their fucking company is so fucking trash. They disrespect Mickey James by giving her belongings in a garbage bag. How disrespectful is that? Trash.
Do you think she's gonna say, we gotta go out like that to, you know, help the business?
No, fuck off. She shouldn't be polite. She should be feel offended. She should feel offended. They fired her for fucking Eva Marie, for fuck's sake. She should be offended.
Oh my god, that is pretty fucked up, man. That is pretty fucked up. Guys, anything else?
No. I gotta close myself out. My battery's about to fucking die.
Watchdog, close yourself out.
Thank you all for listening in to Fail Forward Radio Overtime. Good night to all you motherfuckers. I'll see you all next motherfucking Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philly. Ricky, Kevin, close it out, baby.
Thanks for having us back. NWO, Wolfpack for life.
This is from the baby. Upper seats because the nosebleed said so.
Y'all go get your shot, but be careful because that second one's a hitter. It'll get you.
The first one got me and the second one got me as well.
Wow. I don't know if I felt anything with the first one, but I'm looking forward to my second one. You know, hopefully it hits me.
Don't look forward to it, man. I couldn't lift my arm for like a day. Depends on which one you're getting. You get the Pfizer?
Yeah, I got the Pfizer.
Yeah, that's
the Pfizer.
Me and you are on the same level.
Yeah,
let's do it.
It was just like fucking. It was so. I was walking into, I went into Kroger to go get my chick's prescription, and the lady was like, "You had your shot yet?" And I said, "No." You want to get a shot? I was like, "Oh hell yeah!"
Oh hell yeah!
Oh hell yeah!
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, give me that shot right now.
Get back to the. Let's get back to the fucking real world. Let's do it again.
Goddamn right. Well, Ricky, Tricky, Ricky, 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 thank you very much for joining us. And Kevye, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Guys, it's time. Yeah. It's time to finish us off. So remember, keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. We'll see you next time, right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.